Good morning. I'm Dylan Ferguson with your Siouxland News Update. In national news, Twitter users react negatively to Keurig's pulling of advertising from Sean Hannity's television show. Outrage occurred after the coffee brewer company pulled advertising from the popular Fox News show after host Sean Hannity expressed support towards Roy Moore, who has been accused of sexual misconduct towards multiple underage women in the late 70s. After the announcement from Keurig, users posted photos and videos of them destroying their machines with the hashtag #BoycottKeurig. The CEO of Keurig has since apologized for making people choose sides. In state news, the Iowa Music Education Association Conference is taking place this week. The annual Music Education Conference will take place this Thursday, the 16th, and runs through Saturday, the 18th, at the Sheeman Building on the campus of Iowa State University in Ames. Over 50 speakers will be presenting on several topics including band, choir, general music, best practices, and technology. In addition, Dr. Tim Hockowich will be delivering this year's keynote speech. In addition to presenters, dozens of vendors will be on site with instruments, sheet music, and other music supplies. The conference also coincides with the Iowa All-State Music Festival, which also takes place at Iowa State University. In local news, Morningside's Greek Life organizations brought back a long-standing tradition. Representatives from Phi Mu Alpha Sinfonia, Alpha Omicron Pi, and Acacia Fraternity brought back the Stand for the Cure fundraiser started by the now-defunct fraternity Delta Sigma Phi. The fundraiser entailed representatives from each organization standing on the box for 24 hours a day during the week of Morningside's homecoming in order to raise money for breast cancer awareness and research. The fundraiser was brought back in part of senior and Phi Mu Alpha Sinfonia member Bradley Davis with the help of Morningside's Greek Council. He spoke to Siouxland News on why he decided to bring the box back.
I really enjoyed the whole entire process of it. I knew it was for a good cause, and it just irritated me that this cause that had become a traditional thing, alumni have asked about it numerous times. They expect it to be at the homecoming game and during the homecoming week. So I really wanted to do it to support a good cause and to continue the traditions that the alumni have started.
By the end of the fundraiser, over $500 was raised for the June E. Nyland Cancer Center here in Sioux City. That was your Siouxland News Update. I'm Dylan Ferguson.